This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
12 years ago, I committed a certain crime. I'm on the registry.
What, sex offender register?
Yes, sir.
All right.
So it's kind of hard and everything else. We've got certain stipulations we've got to follow by and everything, which is understandable. I don't disagree with them. It's just hard. I'm trying to get my life on track and everything. And it's like the only church out here is the LDS church. And I'm not LDS. I don't believe in the LDS church. I pray for a lot of the members, but, you know, they're about the only ones who are out here that are willing to even do anything for people with specific crimes.
Right.
And I honestly don't know what to do.
What I would do is go through the yellow pages, white pages, whatever you can. Look for churches online and call them up. You write something out that you can read so it's not confusing. And you're repentant, this and that. You want to find a church to fellowship in, and you're perfectly willing to abide by any rules and restrictions that they would have.
Number 5.
Let's just say I was a pastor and you called me and you said that. I'd say, let's meet. And I'd meet, you know, we'd go out to get coffee or something and we'd just talk. I'd say, well, tell me about it. And I wouldn't be pointing any fingers, you know, just let's talk. And I'd say, well, look, you're welcome to come to our church. And I have to talk to the elders. And we would have to work this out how it's going to be. Because, hey, come on in. But of course, you couldn't do anything with the children, etc. And if need be, maybe the congregation might need to know, but maybe not. It just depends on circumstances and some stuff. And that should be it. And it should be that the elders are aware and that you're repentant and you've got this thing hanging over you and you've got to work through it in a church. And that you just lay it before the eldership and you just follow their instruction. It should be workable. The thing about Christianity is, sure, but we're supposed to be forgiving and patient and gracious, but we have to be those things with wisdom.
Number 4.
How do rewards work in heaven?
I don't know.
And is that okay?
I don't know. Do we get bigger shoes? Do we have our wings are faster? Do we get to be closer with the Lord?
Yeah.
We get our free galaxy to take care of? I just don't know.
Okay, so I had some people tell me that we're going to be judges, and depending on what we do, will depend on which rank we're going to have in heaven. I'm like, where did you find that? I never read anything about a rank. I don't even know what that means. Like,
no,
do we have
either.
Different levels of heaven? I don't.
We
good,
have different
then I'm
rewards.
Not.
Different rewards. And when someone says something like that, different rank in heaven, say, show that to me in the scriptures.
Number 3.
A lot of times what they'll do is they might go to something like Revelation 22:12. Behold, I'm coming quickly and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he's done. And then they'll say, see, there's the ranking. And you go, this doesn't say anything about ranking there. This has different rewards. So I don't know what it means. And the Bible doesn't tell us. So we can just, you know, offer conjectures. Me, I would like to be able to fly instantly anywhere in the universe and visit galaxies. Me, that's a good idea.
Okay, so, same. That sounds fair.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, there's trillions of galaxies out there. Maybe we can get 50 or 60 years. You know, and kabillions of stars. Of course, the greatest reward is just being with Jesus. You know, being close to him. That's
what I was saying last night. I thought that was our reward with salvation. But Paul talks about how rewards are burnt. Like he's going to throw it in a fire or our work. And whatever is good is saved, but the rest isn't. And I had that confused with salvation when I was a Catholic. Anyway, that's why it was kind of messing with my head.
Number 2.
The basic doctrine of God is that there's only one God in all existence, all place, all time. He's revealed himself to us in creation and in scripture and through Christ. The Bible teaches that God is a Trinity, and the Christian doctrine of the Trinity is the only doctrine like it of all theologies in all of the world. So what it is that God exists as one being who who is at the same time three persons. God is one substance, one essence that is also three persons. The analogy that I use is time is one thing, but it's also past, present, and future. The past is time.
Yes.
The present is time and the future is time. But they're the same nature, but they have a difference. So God says, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Now notice he says it three times. Let God, which is the one God, says, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Three times. That's Genesis 1:26. God speaks of himself in the singular as well as the plural. In Genesis 19:24, it says, Yahweh, that's the name of God, Yahweh rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah from Yahweh. Yahweh rained it from Yahweh. In Genesis 11:7, it says, God says, let us go down and confound our language. And yet God will speak in the singular, Isaiah 43:10, 44:6, 44:8, 45:5, where God says, is anyone like me? And he speaks of himself in the singular. There's lots of this, but we also see him speaking in the plural. That's the nature of God. He is both one and many.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.